flown with them.
What kind of store would they have there? Just to...
I don't remember.
How is Flompton very far? You remember about how far it is?
Well, it's about 10 miles, I think. And had to go across the ferry to go.
Oh.
And then after we'd lived that way for about 4 or 6 months, and he got a job with a grocery store, and we moved closer by right out here, not too far down the road, and we got a little bit more furniture. We got some rockers. We didn't even have rockers. And we bought a table, a dining table, and we had a new cabinet made.
Yes, ma'am. That sounds like you've seen just about everything then in your life. Hard times?
Hard times, I don't mean maybe, but you know, I didn't think nothing about it. I didn't worry about it. We were happy, and no, everybody else was in the same boat that we were in, and so why worry? I didn't worry about it.
I guess so. Yeah, my granddad said that at one time that he remembers he went for 2 or 3 months and didn't have money to buy a stamp. He said he had plenty of food to eat.
Yeah.
A place to stay warm, so.
We had plenty of food.
You mentioned that we were talking about the house. What did you have to keep the light out in those houses when you were first married?
Well, it was some glass windows.
And what would you put over them? Would you put, did you have drapes?
Just a shade.
Window shade.
And no curtains, no drapes.
And did you ever have those things you can pull to, you know what I'm talking about, to let the light in?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What y'all usually call
that was Venetian blinds. And I got rid of my Venetian blinds about 4 or 5 years ago.
And these houses, did they, you know how if you have a house now, you have a maybe a little room up there between the ceiling and the roof. Did y'all have that in those houses? Didn't have any kind of an attic or anything like that? Y'all usually...
No, we didn't have. Some people still have them attics.
And let's see. Now, say after you were married and you're living there on the farm, what would you usually do when you first got up every morning? What would be the first thing you had to do?
Cook breakfast.
And what would you usually cook for, say, a typical breakfast?
Sausage or ham and homemade biscuit and sometimes grits. Syrup and homemade butter.
Sounds good. Yeah, it does. And what about after you cooked breakfast and did the dishes, what would you generally do then?
Well, my husband went to work and I done the other chores around, you know, there was washing to do and you had that to do with your hands, and then all them things was to be ironed, and maybe the floors had to be scrubbed, or the yards had to be swept, or it was always a job.
Did you ever have, do you have a special day that you did your washing on, or a wash day or anything like that?
Monday was always my wash day, and then during the week, if necessary, I'd wash again. I had a nephew, or he's living in Pensacola now, he said, he used to couldn't tell when Monday morning come after he got where he couldn't see my house, because he could tell when Monday morning come that I'd have fire around the wash pot real early. Said he'd know then it was Monday. He just, but I always washed on Monday.
Would you do your washing outside?
Yeah.
Now, if you're doing your washing and you're ironing together, you have any special name for that? When you're doing both your washing and your ironing, you have called that anything in particular?
No, you know, you had to put them clothes on the line and dry them. And if they got dry, you might could iron, but if they didn't, you'd be the next day before you could iron.